Today, our guest for our program Reality, Return to Reality, is Mr. Ahmed Carlson. He was born in Germany in a strong Protestant family, and he embraced Islam in 1992. He traveled to many countries in Asia, Africa between 1979 and 1985. And this was how he was led to thinking about life and death, and later led him to his decision becoming a Muslim. Mr. Carlson is a photograph artist, and he considers his camera as a very important tool for his spiritual way to Islam. Alaikum salam, dear Mr. Ahmed Carlson. Thank you for joining us in our program today at A9 TV. First of all, would you like to introduce yourself some more to our audience? How do you consider your identity as a Muslim and as an artist in the first place?
Well, I'm from Germany. I'm born in 1955, and I'm father of four children. My wife is from Somalia, so I have a very typical intercultural family. I'm new Muslim, my wife is old Muslim, and my children are born in Denmark. Alhamdulillah, it's going good.
Mashallah, inshallah, brother. We know that your photographs have been displayed in many parts of the world, in Europe and the Middle East. Would you like to tell us about your exhibitions, and how do you consider your works playing a role in your life as a Muslim and also being an opportunity to make a call for Islam?
Well, I would like to start from the beginning. When I came first time to Egypt, 1978, one Egyptian man came to me. It was the 24th of December. And he said, oh, today is Christmas. If you like, I can bring you to the church. He was the first Muslim. He opened my eyes for Islam. Islam is something have to do with tolerance, to have a balance, and to live in a happy world, and have to be satisfied with by yourself. This experience I had in Aswan in Egypt, I never forget. And well, I'm photographing the whole of my life. I start as a child in the school, and I know for me picture is very important. Why? Because you can freeze a situation, a little second, you can freeze for 20, 30, 40 years. That is why a picture says more than 1,000 words. In this moment, you can find details on the picture you have never imagined before. For example, a bird you haven't seen before with your eyes, but the camera can see this one. So I'm photographing, and this experience in Aswan, it was like a mirror for my photography. And when I start to get interest in Islam, well, I was traveling in Asia, in India, Pakistan, Turkey, East Africa. I found out I can explain myself Islam by photograph. Islam is not something abstract. Islam are many ways. I have seen many images of Islam. If I came to Kashmir, if I came to Turkey, if I came to the Sahara Desert in Sudan, and so on, Islam lives in different ways. And that I ask myself, if all people, these people, can live in this way of life, I can also find my way in Islam. And the camera I took with me, it was my partner, and after I could go home and see these pictures, and believe me, if the picture is 20 years old, then the picture become the really idea. Then you go behind 20 years. After 20 years, your world is different. You're getting older. You have more experience. The picture tells you much more than before. Yes. That is why it is so important to create art, Islamic art. And I'm not only talking about the old Islamic art you had in Baghdad, in Istanbul, 1,000 years ago. Now we have to create new arts. It could be poetic, it could be pop music, it could be a photograph, film, and so on. I have just been in London in October, where hundreds of Muslim artists from between Malaysia to Senegal, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, USA met each other, and they have shown how Islam, the beauty of Islam, and the art is to show the beauty of Islam. And I'm very, very sure that is the right answer to all cartoons, poems, films, and so on against Islam. That is the right way to show the beauty of Islam.
Can you tell us a little about the differences in your life before you were a Muslim and after you embraced Islam?
Well, yes, it was. My life before I became Muslim, it was very, very amazing, and but also very chaotic. Let me tell you, when I was 18, 19 years old, I was very interested in religion. I'm growing up in a Christian family, in a Protestantic family, but I was very, very active in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church was, in my eyes, much more open and much more tolerant in the religion plane, like the Protestant Church. And in the same time, I was member of the Communist Party. And this was a very chaotic situation for me. In one side, I was looking for the responsibility to the society. In the other side, I want to look for the responsibility to God. And in this part, two parts, I found what I could found. But I found out these people cannot be united anymore. And I had a lot of problems with this one. But I am growing up in Germany, in a war district, and in this little town I was growing up, there was living many, many Turks which come to work in the mines, mine work. They have work 900 meters. They made dirty work. The Germans don't like to do.
Yes.
Yeah, really, well, shame on. But I found a Turkish family the first time, and when I visit them, they're not talking very much. No, they just invited me for a tea. It was so still, it was so quiet, it was so friendly. Mm-hmm. I found the rest. Nobody was talking about Islam, nobody was talking about we are Muslims and so on. No, in this time, the people only are like that. Mm. That was the first contact I had with Muslims. And I keep it in my mind, I kept it in my mind, because I think that was a resting place.
Yes.
For me in this time. And I still remember today, because this resting place I found in Islam, and this resting place I found when I became Muslim in 1902.
Yes. What do you think about Turkey and also the role of Turkey in the Muslim world?
Well, difficult question for me. I am not very much in politics, and I'm artist, I'm photographing, I'm making a documentary about Islam in Europe. But what I heard about the rule, the international rule of Turkey, I have heard very positively about. If they was helping Somalia, helping Syria, and also, and I think it is important a strong country like Turkey. As Turkey is a strong economic strong country, could be like Germany, something like that. You know, could be a very important rule to unite the Muslims. Yeah, to resolve the problems between Muslims and between Muslims and non-Muslims. That is why I hope that Turkey could become member of the EU, because they could, with this power, change a little bit the mind of Islam, of Muslims. And that is what the Turkish people have to learn, and opposite, the European people have to learn. I think it is a process.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Krausen.